I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. What is your work really worth? And what I mean by that is, what is the value that you bring? And so let me ask you this. Today I'm going to ask you a bunch of different questions. And this is one of those sessions where you might want to go back and check out the replay a couple of times and answer these questions for yourself. And I think you're going to find that if you do this exercise, if you kind of go through this series of questioning for yourself, you're going to get new clarity with regard to how you view yourself, how you view your business, how your clients view you, how you view the type of work that you're offering to your clients. I think this session is going to fundamentally change the nature of your business if you follow along and embrace these questions. And so here's the big idea. The big idea is, why are you not charging more for your work right now? Is it because your work isn't worth any more than what you're currently charging? Or is it because you're afraid if you double or triple or, you know, 5x your rates or whatever, then you're just going to lose clients and you're going to be priced out of the market. And every time you try to, you know, offer a higher value service, clients are shooting it down. Is that why you're not doing it? Or is it because you really don't have the skills to deliver outcomes for your clients? So that's going to be a big question to try to answer. And today we're going to dive into that and figure that all out. And I'm going to tell you right now that if you're watching this video or listening to this podcast or in this Facebook group or whatever, then you can probably at least double your rates right now. And the reason I know this is because most of the people I talk to here in this group can do amazing stuff. And, you know, I'm working with people that have gone from selling $500 websites to $5,000 websites. They're the same person. It's just a matter of shifting the nature of what you're offering. And that's what we're going to be diving into today. So if you want to differentiate yourself from all those low budget, cheap projects and other developers out there, if you want to go beyond just doing like just hacking out quick, you know, inexpensive projects, and you want to build a business for yourself that is meaningful, not just for yourself, but it's meaningful for your clients too, then this is the session for you. This is the next step you need to take to hit that type of a goal. So here are the questions that we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about basically three things. I want to talk to you about how you view yourself, how your clients view you, and how that impacts what you're offering to your clients. And so those are the three big things. And I'm also going to tell you the story of when I paid $1,000 for someone to click a single checkbox in my WordPress admin dashboard. I'll tell you that story, and I'll even tell you what the checkbox was. So, but all of that illustrates a really fundamental point that if you're out there selling technical skills, you're going to find yourself caught in this price race to the bottom. You're going to find yourself competing with low budget alternatives, sometimes even competing against free when clients might think that they're going to be, you know, building their website on their own on Wix or something like that. So here we go. So we're going to talk about how you view yourself, how your clients view you, and how that impacts what you are delivering to them, what your offer is. So let's dive into it. So what is your identity? How do you define yourself? How do you define who you are with relation to your business? And so here's some questions to ask yourself and like legitimately, you know, jot these down and put some thought into it and answer these questions. The first one is, how do you describe what you do? Do you find that you're describing what you do through a series of technical names and skills? Do you find that you're describing what you do by listing brand names like Google and Facebook or WordPress or plugins or something like that, like technical terms? Or do you find that you describe what you do in some other way that has more to do with what your clients are looking for, with business outcomes and results? Here's another question. How do you think your clients see you? Not necessarily how they see the offer that you're making, but you yourself. Like, how do they, like, what role do they think that your business is going to play with in their lives, like in their business? Like, what kind of, how do they see that relationship? You know, kind of jot down some thoughts about what you think that is. Do they see you as somebody who is just going to be like a means to an end. You know, like they have a concept in place and they just need a little bit of extra help kind of implementing the concept? Or do they see you as somebody who's fundamentally different? You know, somebody who's going to come alongside and really help them out, right? So somebody who's going to lift them to a level of success that they couldn't get on their own. And that's a really big difference. The difference between asking your client what they want you to do and then you trying to do a really good job at it, that's a very different thing from actually laying out a plan that they wouldn't be able to come up with on their own by lifting them to a level of success that's beyond what they would be able to get from their own mind or from anywhere else. And when you do that, you're going to find that you really, really differentiate yourself because very few people are doing that. The vast majority of people are out there asking clients what to do and then trying to do a really good job implementing all the stuff on the list. Very few people are out there actually elevating their clients to a higher level, actually pushing them in a way that they wouldn't be able to come up with on their own. And when you do that, you're going to find that you really differentiate yourself in a dramatic way because now they're not just looking for your services, they're looking for you. And that's a really big difference. So ask yourself, how do you think your clients are seeing you? Are they seeing you in the light of someone who's just going to do a particular set of skills that they say, you know, like they just need a little bit of help. They need some extra, they're running out of time. They need someone else to do some things, like a virtual assistant, perhaps, or a coder, something like that. Is that how they're seeing you? Or are they looking to you for help, for like genuine help out of their business related problems? So that's another question. Here's another one. Does the way you see yourself, is that impacting the way your clients see you? So for example, if you want your clients to see you as a business consultant, as a leader, as someone who's bringing authority and a high level view to the picture, if you want your clients to see you as that, but you are seeing yourself as something different, you're seeing yourself as someone who is someone who's kind of taking orders, then I think you're going to find that those two perspectives are incongruent and that the way that you view yourself is going to be the way that your clients view you. So kind of jot down some notes. Like, what do you want that to be? Like, be intentional about what you really want with regard to the perception of working with you. So this is all these kind of sub-questions are really under the heading of, what is your identity? What do you want your identity to be? Because if you don't put proactive thought into what your identity is, then you're not controlling one of the most critical aspects of your business. Because you want to be able to connect. Like the whole goal of what we do here in this group and in the Double Stack program is to give you three things. The three things are technical tools that drive business outcomes, marketing strategies that allow you to connect with high-value, long-term clients in a way that really allows you to leverage your time in a bunch of different ways, which we can talk about in a bit. But the main point is, by having these long-term clients, you bring stability, recurring revenue. You don't have to spend all this time doing like free work, like non-billable work, like all the marketing, writing proposals that get rejected, going to meetings to try to onboard new clients, all that stuff, because you already have the clients. And so you get the marketing strategies for how do you connect with people at that level. And then the third thing that we talk a lot about is business structure. And what I mean by that is, are you structuring the relationships that you connect, that you build with your clients in a way that gives you the opportunity, that allows you the availability to do your best work? And I think what you're going to find is if you're charging these low rates, if you're only charging a couple $100 or $800 or $1,000 or something like that, you're going to find that you don't have the opportunity. You haven't given yourself the opportunity to succeed. I remember I used to play some basketball, and I remember just like when I first got started, I used to, you know, I was young, whatever, and I was shooting these baskets, and the ball was just barely making it up over the rim, or like it didn't have this big arc to it. And I remember coach said, "Hey, man, give the ball an opportunity to go in, because you're just kind of pinging it up at the rim. What you need to do is at least get the ball over the rim and let it arc back down. Give the ball an opportunity to go through the hoop." And what I'm seeing here with regard to the pricing and a lot of people's proposals and the structure that they put behind their business, they're not giving themselves the opportunity to actually get the ball through the hoop, right? They're not giving themselves the opportunity to do their best work and deliver the results that clients are really counting on you for. And you got to raise your prices to get there. So, but you can't just zing your prices higher, because then you'll price yourself out of the market. And we're going to talk about exactly how to raise your prices here in just a few minutes. But the point is, give yourself the business structure to succeed. And so now think here, now let's look at it from another perspective. Let's look at it as we just kind of talked about how you view yourself, your identity. Let's now look at how clients view you. And so what does that look like? So how does your identity impact the way clients view you? So do the clients that you're talking to, do they sometimes think of you as an alternative for, you know, maybe they'll just build a Wix website on their own, or maybe they'll just try to do something kind of independently, like a do-it-yourself kind of a situation? Are they thinking of you as it's a way to kind of avoid doing that, still getting the same outcome, but, you know, they don't have to spend the time doing it. They don't have to learn how to, you know, click around in Wix and stuff. You do it instead. Is that how you feel like they're viewing you? And if so, you're probably going to find that you need to make a shift so that that's not going to be the case, because that's not the level that you want to be competing at. Let's look at another one. Do you feel like you're competing against people on Upwork or Fiverr or Craigslist, heaven forbid? Do you feel like you're kind of competing against these overseas places that can just work for just a couple of dollars a minute or something like that, or an hour, just these really low budget rates? Do you feel like that's something that you're competing against? And if so, I think you're going to find it very difficult to change your pricing if you're seen in that way, because people are going to be like, hey, you know, it's great talking to you, but why are you charging 5 or 10 times more than what I could get it from somewhere else? You know, maybe the client's willing to go the extra step and just kind of work with somebody for the sake of saving, you know, like 500% or something like that. So I was actually just talking to one of the double stackers who texted me last night. He legitimately said, hey, you know what? After working with you, I closed my Upwork account. Like, in fact, he said, the reason he texted me was to let me know he closed his Upwork account last night. And he said, hey, ain't nobody on Upwork going to pay me what I'm worth. So no reason to be there. And that's exactly right. It's very, very difficult to charge high value rates. And it's even more difficult to get long-term relationships out of a platform like Upwork. So that's the point that I want to make. If you feel like your clients are looking at you as an alternative to, you know, putting a proposal on Upwork or something like that, or a request for proposal, that's going to be an issue, right? Here's another one. Do your clients have confidence that your work is going to grow their business, or do they feel like they're trying to grow their own business and they just need somebody to do the work? You know, do you see the difference there? The difference is, who's doing the growing? Is the client responsible for their own success, or are you coming to the table offering leadership to deliver a higher level of success that they would otherwise not be able to get had it not been for you? Do you feel like, you know, which way do you feel like your clients are looking at you? Here's another one. Are they even looking to you to grow their business, or are they shouldering the entire weight of the growth themselves? You know, very similar questions right there. So, you know, think about that. Like, who is responsible for the growth? Why are they reaching out to you? What do you think is in their mind when they approach you initially? Like, what is the frame? Like, how is the relationship framed from the start? So that's a big question. So right now what we've done is we've looked at what your identity is, and we've looked at how your view of yourself impacts the way your clients view you. And so with that in mind, let's go into this third section here, where we're going to be talking about what are you actually offering to your clients, and are you just selling them anything that they'd be willing to buy? Is that what you're doing? Like, I talk to people who have a lot of skill sets. They've got, you know, graphic design, branding. They can do a logo. They can make your website look more responsive. They can do SEO work. They can do content marketing. They can do social media management. Are you the kind of person who connects with the client and just starts listing all of those things, and then you're hoping the client says, yeah, I want that, that, and that, in this kind of a la carte sort of situation where they're just kind of buying the stuff you're selling? Or do you find that you're actually presenting a serving concept? Like, are you serving your clients, where basically nothing is for sale until you're confident that what you have to offer is really going to drive the results that they're looking for? That's really the difference between selling and serving in my mind. Serving and connecting with your clients at that level is a really important thing, especially to me, because everyone else is out there selling stuff, whether it makes a difference or not. When you show up and you're not willing to sell anything until you're confident that what you're offering is going to actually make your clients hit the kind of goals that they're looking for, that's really going to be a differentiating thing. It sets you apart in a fundamental way. So here's another question. Are you tapping in to all of your skills and experience in order to help your clients hit the levels of success that they're asking you for, that they're really needing, that they're counting on you for. And that's going to be another big difference, because if you're in this selling mentality like we just talked about, then you'll list out all the different things you can do, and then your client's going to say, yeah, I want A and B, but not C, but I'll also take D. You know, whatever the list is, you know, they're going to just kind of handpick the things that they want out of the stuff that you can do. Wouldn't it be better if you decided to do everything that you could do? You put all of your intellect and power into figuring out how to connect and serve your clients, getting them the results that they're depending on you for. Then it would be a much higher value relationship, because you're taking everything that you know how to do to drive results rather than just a few slivers. And that's one of the things that makes it a problem with regard to competing on Upwork or Fiverr or Craigslist or wherever, just going out and sending out these proposals. If you're filling the proposal with just a sliver of the things that you can do, then you're competing against people where that's all they can do. And so now you're going to be seen as basically equals in the eyes of the client, even though you are a fundamentally different asset to them than someone who can only do just the sliver that you're talking about. So, you know, why not tap into the full extent of the things that you can be doing and really get results for clients? That's the serving concept. And so what I want to talk about is, are you offering to just do technical skill sets, or are you offering to make a difference for your client? And so let me tell you the story of when I spent $1,000 for someone to click a checkbox, just one checkbox, mind you, in the WordPress admin dashboard of my website. Now, this was a bunch of years ago, but I was just getting started in e-commerce. I was selling headphones on the internet, and I connected up with this guy. I'll just give you the short version of the story, but this guy named John in Missouri had invented a set of headphones. And I don't think I have them right here, but the headphones were like kind of these, like the bulky ones. They're not like the Bose ones where they have like the active noise cancellation. These were just blocking sound because they were big and they were just blocking the sound, you know, physically. But the thing was, they did a fantastic job for a couple of things. They would keep the sound in the ear cups, not letting it bleed out, which is a big deal. Like if you're recording music or something like that, you don't want the rest of the band and all the music in the headphones to get into the mic. And the other thing you don't want is you don't want outside noise to be disturbing. Like if you're, say you're playing the guitar, you want to hear what's actually getting recorded as opposed to the ambient noise in the room. You still want to have those headphones on. So it's a really cool set of headphones. Anyway, I was selling them, and there was all kinds of applications for them. Language labs, you know, obviously music recording, people trying to get peace and quiet in their office, which was really my initial point. And so what I was doing is I was buying these headphones in bulk from John in like crates of like 30 or whatever headphones and selling them out of my house. And I would, you know, drive to FedEx every once in a while and ship these headphones and these boxes, and had the whole system going on. And this business started growing, started making like $1,000 a month off this thing, started making $2,000 a month. You know, it was really scaling up, and I was super stoked. I was writing articles about what noise cancellation was like. I was blogging, doing all kinds of stuff, getting organic traffic. And, you know, the more and more effort I put into the content marketing side of things, the more the traffic was coming in. And all of a sudden I said, hey, you know what? Wouldn't it be great if I put an SSL certificate on here? So I did that. And, you know, for a couple of weeks, all that was good. And then all of a sudden the traffic just like dropped off, just completely failed. And I was like, what in the world has happened here? And I was like, was there something that went wrong with the SSL cert installation? But I didn't think that was it, because, you know, I'd done that a bunch of times before. I had done, you know, all the different steps that you're supposed to do to keep everything consistent, and went into the whole, you know, Webmaster Tools and Google and everything, and everything looked great. I wasn't seeing any errors on anything. I was like, I connected with some friends of mine that worked with WordPress, and they didn't notice anything that was the matter. You know, I didn't know what to do. I even reached out to this guy who I know who runs like an SEO business, and said, oh, there's something the matter with my backlinks, or what, you know, what's going on? He couldn't figure anything out. And I legitimately went to selling like $2,000 a month off of this tiny side business that was, you know, with these headphones, and it would drop down to like nothing. Like all the traffic just left the site. And I was like, I can't understand what happened here. And, but I knew that I had one other resource that I could connect with. This guy who runs a digital marketing search engine company and everything. He and I've been friends for a while, but I knew that if I connected with him, like he doesn't even take clients for less than $1,000. And so But I was at my wit's end. I had no idea what in the world went wrong with the site. I thought I had checked everything that I could think of, but yet I was not able to resolve it. I even signed up for other services, like outside services. I think it was SEMrush or something, to kind of scan the site to see if there was problems. And nothing was forthcoming. So so I hired my SEO friend and said, hey, you know, I'll give you $1,000, whatever it takes, just come on in and, you know, and look at my site. And so he did. So he went into the WordPress admin. He kind of dug around, looked at some stuff. And, you know, I think it was maybe the next day he got back to me. So he spent some hours apparently looking into all these different things. But he said, hey, Lee, you know what it was? It was just, it came down to one checkbox, and it was the, you know, when you go into settings and then you go into like the reading section and then you go into the search engine visibility checkbox, somehow in the process of, I don't know what, updating something or whatever, somehow I managed to click that box, and I didn't intend to click that, but apparently that checkbox got clicked and I was discouraging search engines from indexing the site. And so, he unclicked that. So clicked the checkbox, deselected that option, saved it, and he said, "Hey, you know, give it a little bit of time. I think you'll see that everything gets restored." And lo and behold, so it was. You know, that was the problem. I had to, you know, it was that one checkbox, and I paid $1,000 for somebody to click that box and turn off that setting. And but I was happy. I was happy to do it. Now, the reason that I tell you that story is because it really illustrates the point. Like, if I was looking to hire someone to click a checkbox, there is no way I would ever hire anyone to do that for $1,000. In fact, I'd most likely do it myself, right? And that's kind of what we're talking about. Because now today, it's pretty much as easy to build a website as it is to click a checkbox in many cases. You can just point and click your way into a pretty nice looking site. And so if you're looking to charge a high value rate for that, you can't just sell the clicks. You can't just say you know how to do the technical thing. You have to tap into the actual need of the business owner. In this case, it was legitimately restoring my whole business, which went from doing pretty well to nothing. And what I was looking for was not for someone to click a checkbox. I was looking for someone to restore the business. They happened to click the checkbox in the process. That's the point that I'm trying to make, that, you know, the whole idea here is you want to be selling the business outcomes, not the technical solution. And this whole $1,000 checkbox thing really illustrates that point really well. So let's just wrap things up. So what's the moral of the story here? What's the moral? The moral is, if you suddenly lose all your traffic from Google, then check the search engine visibility checkbox, because that could be the source of the problem. No, that's not the moral of the story, although it may be a good tip. The moral of the story is, if you want to onboard high-value, long-term clients, don't sell yourself as someone who can click a checkbox. Present yourself as someone who's going to restore the business of your client. So there we go. That's kind of the big point here. So how do you view yourself? How does your view of yourself impact the way your clients see you? And what are you offering to your clients? Are you offering them technical solutions, or are you offering them solutions to their business problems and bringing your tech stack along with you to implement that solution? That's what we're talking about here. That's the moral of the story. If you want these high value, long-term relationships, don't sell the tech stuff. Sell the business solutions. So if this is resonating with you, if you feel like, yes, this is what I want to do, I'm having a hard time doing it. Every time I talk to clients, they either say, you know, I had like $300 in mind, I wasn't expecting $3,000. Or if they say, I really like everything you said, I'll get back to you. Or, and then of course you never hear anything, or you don't really know what to put in the offer in the first place. You're having a hard time kind of connecting the dots between how your skill sets can be reframed in the context of business solutions. Let's talk about it. Let's get on the phone and work that out for you. Head over to doublestack.net/call. So it's doublestack.net/call. You're gonna see my calendar there. Get on there and pick a time to talk. And we're gonna go through a couple of things. We're gonna talk about who you wanna be working with. Like, let's put some standards in place so that you can proactively reach out and connect with clients who are gonna be a great fit for you, because you're gonna be looking for these long-term, high-value clients, and you don't want to have these toxic relationships kind of in there in the mix, kind of slowing you down. So anyway, so let's talk about all that stuff. We'll talk about your pricing. We'll talk about your marketing strategies. We'll talk about, you know, the types of markets that you like serving the most. And we'll put a step-by-step plan in place so that you can intentionally pursue the clients you can serve the best. So there's a lot packed into that phrase. If you kind of want to unpack it with me, head over to doublestack.net/call and we'll do that. And I think you're going to find that this is the next step that you need to take if you're serious about your business and you're serious about helping other people with theirs. So head over to doublestack.net/call. We'll get on the calendar. You and I personally will talk to each other. It's not like anybody else handles the calls. It's you and me. And we'll kind of sort all this stuff out. So there we go. So if you have any questions or you want to talk about this stuff kind of in this group, feel free to leave some comments. If you want to get this stuff on the go, you know, keep in mind that we have a podcast available. So you can get it on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. So you can, you know, check it out in the car, stuff like that, just to kind of keep up to date with everything. If you're in the car checking this out and you want to interact live and ask some questions and kind of be here live, then head into the Building High Value WordPress Sites Facebook group. It's a free group. And we get in here on Tuesday afternoons and go through some awesome stuff. So that's what we got. If you have any questions, let me know. If you're serious about your business and you're serious about helping your clients' businesses as well, definitely hook me up. Get hooked up with me on doublestack.net/call. We will get that going for you. Just a side note, if you're not actually serious about your business or you're just kind of exploring ideas or whatever, it's probably not the right time to book a call because, again, it is just my schedule and I can only take but so many calls each day. And it's really for people who are interested in, you know, making a difference in their business kind of like right now. If you're just kind of exploring things or just dabbling or whatever, then my request is please don't block other folks from booking calls because, you know, when I get on the phone, most of the people I talk to are, they're really serious about really wanting to make a difference and they want to do it now. And a lot of times they're struggling and need the help. And so just to, you know, do a favor to me, do a favor to them. If it's not something that you really care all that much about, please don't book a call. On the other hand, if it is something that you're really passionate about and you want some help and you want some guidance and to figure out how to finally break through this stuff so you can take advantage of all the skills you have and really build that lifestyle that you want where you're making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per month, that's a fantastic type of... that's exactly what you need to be doing. And that's where I can help you. And, I'm working with people who've made like 25 grand in the last 6 weeks. Another guy just landed a client who I think is a $5,000 website, $3,000 per month retainer. Another person I'm working with is making almost 100 grand a year on part-time hours. So if that's the kind of lifestyle that you're looking for, then let's talk about that because you can absolutely achieve it. Now, I'm not going to say it's easy. You got to put in the work. I'm not doing it for you, but I can definitely help do this stuff with you. So I can make it simple. I can make it so you're not burning yourself out doing stuff that doesn't matter, like taking on free clients just for the sake of building a portfolio. You don't have to do that. It doesn't matter. It's a waste of time. If you've got a portfolio, show it if you want, but that's not going to help you win the clients. What's going to help you win the clients is going through the stuff we just talked about, figuring out how to change the way you view yourself. That's going to change the way your clients view you. That's going to change the type of offer that you make. And that's going to fundamentally transform your business. It's not just learning one little thing. It's not like, let me show you how to set up a lead magnet for an email list. It's not that. It's let me show you how to use a lead magnet for an email list to drive a difference for your client's business. And of course, that's obviously just one of many things that we can be talking about. So there you go. So that's the idea. Leave a comment if you like. Head over to doublestack.net/call if you want to talk. Here's a high five for the week. Boop. And I will catch up with you guys next Tuesday. Awesome. Take care.